Now, the rest of the story. George Brown. He served during the War of 1812 on the famous 44-gun frigate, the USS Constitution. There was plenty of combat and high adventure during Brown's three-year hitch as a Marine, and yet no experience so remarkable as something that happened during George's first shore leave in Boston. In 1812, America's battle with Britain was the big story, but this is the rest of the story. One balmy day in the waning summer, the Constitution limped into Boston Harbor. The American warship had won her most recent battle, and yet at cost, and now she must remain in port until the necessary repairs had been made. Well, the Marines spent a great deal of time on shore, boasting to female companions of their harrowing experiences, and George Brown was among them. So happened that George's only injury during that last engagement with the British was to the wooden stock of the musket that he was carrying. At some point in the battle, a barrage of grape shot had struck the stock of his gun, splintering it into 100 pieces. It had been a close call, close enough, suggested one Marine comrade, to merit the astonishment and the admiration of all of the girls in the next port. So there was George, graphically describing the disintegration of one very fine piece of artillery. When one of the two women keeping company with the Marines that night began a conversation of her own. Had Lucy Brewer been found yet, one asked the other. The other answered no, but the search was far from called off, and upon hearing this, George Brown immediately lost interest in telling his own battle stories. He wanted to know more about Lucy Brewer. And so the woman told him that Lucy Brewer had been a prostitute, had belonged to a local brothel. She had not started out as that kind of girl. Gossip was that Lucy had been molested as a teenager, had run away from home, had come to Boston where she was tricked into prostitution. And it was only through the sympathy of a client, a young privateersman, that Lucy was able to escape the clutches of her pimps. And when it was learned that Lucy Brewer had fled, the bloodhounds were sent out in every direction to pursue her. But she had not yet been found. And her former associates, the tellers of this story being among them, feared that she was surely dead. As perhaps you may now have guessed, the young Marine George Brown, to whom these facts were related, possessed a secret knowledge of them, because George knew, for example, that Lucy Brewer had escaped. And he knew that she had escaped by wearing a surreptitiously donated disguise, by wearing the uniform of a Marine. What really happened to Lucy Brewer would not be revealed for years later, until she wrote herself 3 books about her experiences, about how she had been rescued from a life of prostitution by donning a Marine's uniform, then signing aboard the USS Constitution, where she served as a male Marine for 3 years, entirely undetected under the assumed name of George Brown. Even returning once to her old district in Boston, where former associates, utterly unsuspecting, told her of her own disappearance. Today, officially, the United States Marine Corps acknowledges Lucy Brewer as the first female in their service. And that is so, only now you know the rest of the story.